Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. If you're ready to launch, scale, or evolve the soul-aligned business of your dreams, then this podcast was made for you. With 16 plus years of entrepreneurial experience on my side, I'm here to empower you with the tools necessary to create life on your terms. I'm a conscious business strategist, money mentor, and astrologer, and here we marry the pragmatic with the mystical. Thank you so much for doing this work with me. Now let's dive in. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. I'm very, very excited because this month, I am bringing you a very, very special bite-sized power training series. So basically what this is going to look like. So today I'm starting with F1. So if you are at F1 in your business launching, or you just have a business idea, this episode is especially geared to you. But I will say that even if you are at F2 or F3 in your business, doesn't matter, you can still gain a lot. So I invite you to have a beginner's mind and know that all of the trainings inside of this training series on the podcast this month are going to be really powerful. And I think you can pick something up. I always like to say the beginner's mind, especially in business, is everything, because it really is about seeing that we can learn and we never know it all. And that's beautiful. So we're going to start today, as you may know, F1, how to launch your business, title of the episode. And then next week we will have F2, building your core three offers. So I'm going to walk you through how to actually solidify your core offers and really serve through your offers to build and grow your business. And then the final week of the training series, we will do an F3 training all around spiritual leadership, because where things are going, and as you babes know from the episode that I recorded last week about the astrology of 2023, well, leadership is going to be the core catalyst. Like, if you see your business and your mission and your desire to live life on your terms, not just as like a flash in the pan, but something that you actually want to see to its highest fruition, then leadership is key. So that F3 training is going to be really special. And I'm really excited to talk. I'm actually going to be teaching more about leadership, including a little something that I will probably be putting together, a brand new offer this year. Still in the exploration stages with that, but I'm excited. So let's dive into how to launch your business. So these little bite-sized power trainings, they're going to be short and sweet, but they're going to be really potent. And as I've told you, angels, before, if you want to take notes during this podcast, even if you just get out your phone and open a notepad or open your Notion, it's a good idea. So I want you to learn from what has taken me a really, really long time. I say this often in a lot of my work, but you know, learn from someone else's 16 plus years of trial and error so you can shorten the duration. Doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight, but what it does mean is when we're willing to learn and keep that beginner's mind and keep our mind and heart open, what's so amazing is we find that there's actually so much that we can learn from other people's willingness to go first. So if I could go back in time, everything that I'm going to take you through in this first How to Launch Your Business F1 training, this is what I would have done. And as I said, I really like to teach so that, or I'd like to share rather what I've experienced and even the mistakes that I've made, not so you can like live and breathe by the stories or the examples, because you're going to, of course, have your own unique experience, but really more so you can just be like, oh, this is familiar, and not feel alone in the process of, you know, growing your business, launching your business specifically, which is what we'll talk about here in this F1 training. So I think the core, if I could just say like in one key term, That's been a game changer for me. Action is key, and simply being willing to just begin is key. Okay? Like there are 12 laws in the universe. A lot of us know about the law of attraction. And I know this crew, you guys are probably like, duh, Nat. We know about the 12 laws. But in case you've never heard of this, the 12 laws of the universe, I couldn't recite all of them for you, but they're very fascinating. And they're really about being in accountability, which is really powerful. And there is a law in the universe called the law of action. So that's why manifestation, the law of attraction, that's why it's not just like, oh, I'm just going to think this thing and sit back and do absolutely nothing. This is actually on my new website, take one step towards the universe so it can take a giant step towards you. Like, we have to meet the universe. We have to meet life halfway. And so if there is just a core piece that I'm really going to bring through this training today, it's really that. Like, I feel like one reason that I have the privilege of being in the space that I am. I'm almost 36, so I've been, you know, at all of this for a really long time. Like, I'm not joking when I say the 16 years, but, you know, one key piece has been action. I've just been willing to begin, and beginning is powerful. And the thing that I think can be a little bit of a detriment, and I want to speak into this so you guys are like, yeah, we got this. It's all good. But the only thing I think that can be a little bit of a detriment with social media, when I got started, social media was not really the thing that it is now. But the thing that was going on was typical media. So instead of looking around at your peers, at what people around you were doing with their businesses or whatever, which wasn't really a thing then, it's so different now, but you would look more so to like celebrity or like mainstream media and compare yourselves there, I would compare myself there, which is just as detrimental. But what I think is really interesting now is that there's so much transparency, so to speak, around what people are doing. And especially in this new, you know, environment, this new online and like media environment where women, we are so much more transparent about the journeys of entrepreneurship and business and life. The only thing, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago in an episode that I did last year, but I mentioned how I never want you to live and breathe, live and die by exactly how I've done it. You're going to have your own unique experience. And I want you to take that with you as well in the social media landscape too, where it's not like, oh, so-and-so did it this way, or, oh, she's at this point, I need to hurry up, or whatever the internal conversation might be. But just know that action and being willing to begin is really, really powerful and will serve you well. But the biggest thing, especially when you're in this F1 space and you're doing the inner work, you're doing the excavation of what it is that you want to do, which I feel like this training is going to assist you, especially if you want to feel a bit more clear and expedite the process slightly. But the big thing here is just to really be in charge of your own thinking. And this is something I've even started to practice more and more lately. I say this in the training today, but I got my Notion notes over here, but literally, like, F1 never ends. So even if you've launched your business, the core of what is at F1, which is what we're going to move through today, my loves, that never stops. That truly never ends. That's always with you. And this is, as I said, what I would have loved that someone would have taught me. It would have made my foundation so much stronger. And now these are things that, especially as I teach this and I've gotten clearer on teaching this 4 for Success framework, it's a game changer. And there's so much power in cultivating a strong F1 foundation. And I'm proud of you for beginning, because the thing that I wanted to speak into too is I know it's not always easy to begin or be like in the working process, because it's easy to compare yourself. So you have to be in charge of your own mind and be like, wait, is this helping me or is this hurting me? And like, talk to yourself. That's why I teach mirror work, especially when I'm teaching sales and different things like this, because at the end of the day, action, being willing to begin, and being your own best friend are the core of the F1 foundation. So let's dive into how to actually launch your business. So I'm going to ask you three core questions. So first, ask yourself why. So just pause for a second. Why do, like, let these words just like wash over you. Why do you want to do this? So like, why do you want to do this? Creating something of your own is very hard work. It really is. And I don't know. I don't know what other people are up to, but there is an element of work involved. I heard someone recently be like, I don't like when people talk about that it's hard work. And it's like, but why is that a bad thing? Why is that a bad thing? Work, this is also spoken from someone with a Capricorn ascendant, but the work is what makes it worth it. Like if everything were just, like if I just dropped the success that you are seeking to create and the numbers and the business, if I just dropped all of it right in your lap right now, you would be excited about it for a solid, I think, like, what do they say? When we get something that we really want, it's a very limited time span that we're actually excited and appreciative about it. And then we just go on to the next thing. So, and then also, being in process with the work and being in process with your why is also what helps you have the ability and the ability to sustain what it is that you're doing. So the process is the most imperative part. But to stay in integrity with the process, to love the work, to embrace the work, you got to know your why. So why are you doing this? And this is how I like to teach this. There's two pieces of this why. So number one, why are you doing this for yourself? So what is it that you want for yourself, for your own life? And then number two, why are you doing this for others? Or why are you doing this for a bigger reason? Maybe perhaps a more altruistic reason. Because the truth of this, and it's almost like two sides of the coin, you can't just have it be completely about you, and you can't just have it be completely about everybody else. There has to be that sweet spot, especially when you want there to be I keep saying the word, like something to be sustainable. Those two pieces I found are really, really important. I found with some women that I've worked with where they're coming right out the gate and they are so in their desire to serve and contribute and be altruistic, and yet they don't have the means to even take care of themselves, which makes it hard to really move their mission and move their why forward. So know that stabilizing yourself is important, and then you stabilize through the structure and the clarity of what it is that you're doing, which is what the higher foundations are for. Now, okay, so first question, why? Why do you want this, both for yourself and for the way that you want to contribute to the betterment of other people's lives? Now, the second question, what's helped you? What's actually helped you? This is key. Because the core thing here is that you do not want to just create a business because someone told you it was successful. Even I remember I was listening to a podcast and there was a woman who created a lot of quote unquote material success. She'd figured out a way to make a lot of money because someone was like, oh, you should get into this certain kind of business. This was a TED talk again. I don't remember what the business was, but she said she got to this point where she was like, wait, why am I even doing this? Like, yes, I'm making money. Yes, I don't have to worry about my bills. Yes, the business is doing well, but I feel empty. And then ironically, this is what I remember at the end, she ended up moving into like women's empowerment work with business and actually mentoring women with business. So What's helped you? So the example of this TED Talk is she like went through a process, realized that she understood how to do business, but she wanted to do a business that felt meaningful. And then she eventually created a service where she was able to assist other women in creating meaningful businesses, just as she had through her work as a mentor. So whether you want to create and launch a service or a product, I would imagine that what it is that you want to cultivate a business around, that very simply, there's something inside of your story that you have a connection to as to why this is important. So your first question was ask yourself why you want to do this. But then the second question is what's actually helped you? Why has it helped you? And what would you like to give through the mediumship of a business that's assisted you on your journey? And again, this can be a service, this can be a product, this can be, and it doesn't have to be, here's the thing. When I teach this, sometimes people be like, well, wait a second, if I have like clothing that I'm designing and creating, how has that helped me? Well, there, I know this because I had a jewelry line. There's likely a deeper reason or a message or something that you'd like to share through your clothing. It may even be just like, hey, these colors make you feel a certain way, or very simply, me teaching myself to sew and create was, it assisted me in some capacity. Now, your story is going to be unique. I even remember I was mentoring a woman who, she's an artist, and she was really just at a stuck point. And I said, well, why do you do your art? Like, why do you create? And she's like, well, I really want to contribute like a more peaceful frequency to the planet. And I said, well, come forward with that. Because one thing about business, and I've seen this, and you get to decide how transparent you are. You don't need to be like blowing the lid off and talking about every single thing and every single nuance of your journey. But you will notice that when you just drop in with yourself, no matter what it is that you're doing, whether you're an astrologer, a healer, a designer, a graphic designer, it doesn't matter. There's something where whatever it is that you are offering, it has some tie to your story. And for me personally, hey, gorgeous, would you love to work with me on a more one-to-one basis, taking your business and your entrepreneurial dreams to the next level? I want to invite you to apply to work with me inside of a one-to-one business audit, a mentorship journey, or my CEO mastermind. If you would like to apply, it's important that you are deep into your business and you are looking for an entrepreneur, a soulful entrepreneur who has over 15 plus years of experience, and you're just looking for that edge to really take things to the next level. So go to the link in the show notes if you'd like to apply to work more intimately with me, and that will get you on a call and we'll decide what's the best step for you, what's the best step for your business. Link is in the show notes to apply. I look forward to working with you. When I got started back like 21, 22, and I was figuring out what I wanted to do, well, when I got started specifically with like astrology and tarot, well, these were just two tools that really, really helped me. They were two tools that were helping me have a bigger context to my life. For me at the time, it was definitely relationship issues. I was always confused about guys and I was always so wrapped up in that stuff. So at the end of the day, those tools really served me and I worked on myself through those tools. But at the time, I also had a jewelry line and I was exploring myself spiritually. I had my, I always put it in air quotes, but I had my spiritual awakening when I was 19. And when I started to do jewelry at the age of 19, not only was it this place I could just be with myself and be more meditative because I ran very anxious, still do, but definitely much more grounded as I continue on the path. But I remember with my jewelry, I wanted to communicate a message, and I'm going to talk more about that in a minute, or I wanted to make people feel something or feel like embodied or awakened when they put on a piece of mine. And I'm jumping ahead, but I want to talk about that in just a second. So reiterating this second question, what has helped you? Why again is this important to you? Because your business is likely going to align with something in your story. Keep in mind the TED talk that I mentioned. She's like, oh, you know, somebody told me this would be a good business idea. I'm just going to do this. And then, you know, where does that lead us? There's so many ways to do this. No one's path is right or wrong. It's just the path, right? So keep in mind, and I also want to teach this, not again, so you're like, oh, wait, like, where's the benchmark? But rather, I don't want you to feel alone. And I want you to feel and know that not only have there been so many women who've come before you figuring out what's my why, what's helped me, what do I want to do, what's close to my heart, what's aligned to my story. But just know that you're on the perfect path. And the confusion or the uncertainty of how will this look or what am I doing is absolutely a part of it. But when you know your why and you're also keyed into what's actually assisted you, these really help. It helps really mitigate the time that it takes of sort of like, oh, well, getting so left brain. I think the left brain and being like, oh, I'm doing this because so-and-so is doing it and it looks like it's successful, or someone told me this was a good business idea. I think that's the harder path, just personally. None of them necessarily have to be specifically easy, but do you want something that fills you up and that has longevity, or do you want to do what is quote unquote right? And then at some point figure out like, wait a second, is this right for me? But then again, none of it's wrong. It really, none of it is wrong. So whatever path you may find yourself on now in your F1 process, you're right on time and you're hearing these words for a reason. So first, ask yourself why. Second, ask yourself what has helped you. Why is it important to you? And just, you can even journal these out. And then third, from the answers from these first two questions, you're going to then create an offer that you actually believe in. So what is something that you feel embodied to actually offer? So a couple of examples. Again, these are just examples, and I'm thinking about the women that I've served over the years. Astrology sessions, Reiki, healing, mentoring, death dueling, designing, products, jewelry, bath body, clothing. I definitely have more women in my work who do service. Crystals is a product. But mostly I have women in my work who do service, or they do service along with product. So what I would say here is, what do you feel embodied to offer? This isn't like college where you're like, oh, that sounds good, but hey, why not? Like, be like, oh yeah, astrology with a dash of bath and body, like, who knows? Like, this is why I love business, because you get to get creative. And the offer piece of this is actually this is the creative piece of business. So actually ask, you've answered those first two questions, and then ask, what is an offer that I could put together that's both embodied in my why and has served me in some capacity? And then you're going to go ahead and put a price on it. Again, I'm just throwing you in because this is how I do it. And ask any of my women who've worked with me. They're just like, oh my God, what do you mean? Put a price on it? And then you want me to share it and put it out there? Yes. I know that it's funny, these answers, they're always really simple, but they're also can be very confronting, because for a lot of us, to put a price on something is already activating. And then to actually put it out there is another nervous system activator, where it's like, wait, I have to be seen. So the core piece of this third, it's not really a question, but it's the third piece of this, is around content. So I like to say that content is key and content is queen. You've got to share what it is that you do and be seen in what it is that you do. So one reason that I've grown over time is because I have just loved what it is that I do, and I wanted to share it so I could inspire others. So this is what I wanted to share, the key words. For me, my key words, even when I didn't know exactly what it was that I wanted to do, my key words were inspiration and connection. I knew that I wanted to inspire and also connect with other people. That has taken a lot of forms in my career and in my work. First, it was jewelry, then it was astrology and tarot, then it was music, and now it's what I do now. Inspiration and connection is the core of what I do. So when it comes to creating this, my love, what are your core words? What are your key words? What is it that you want to invoke through what it is that you do? Is it beauty? Is it empowerment? Is it peace? Is it grace? Is it connection? And I will tell you, these two words have inspired everything that I do. Now, going back to the piece about being seen, there's just no way around that. You got to be seen. And that's also why the F1 Foundation is about healing. It's about doing the inner work, the mirror work, the nervous system regulation, meditation, morning practice, therapeutic services, if you have access to those. Like, this is also the time where we get to take care of ourselves so we feel safe to share what it is that we love. And the fear of judgment, or the fear of, is it enough, or will it be successful, or will it whatever sell out? We can dance with that fear instead of letting it stop us. So the core of this third little piece here is love what you do, be embodied in what has helped you. So there's a connection to what it is that you do and a connection to what it is that you offer. And then lastly, be there in the spirit of, I want to help you. So to bring this home, launching is simply about being embodied in what it is that you do and sharing it with other people. So the business piece of it is having an offer, something that you can monetize, something that can help other people in the same way that it's helped you. So there's a saying from Jeff Walker. He says patient zero. I'm going to say client zero. So you are your client zero, so to speak. So you have to start with you first. Everything that you do is going to come back to you, no matter what business you have, whether it's product-based, service-based, personal brand or not, but everything will come back to you and your relationship with you. So the F1 Foundation inside of 4 for Success, which is what I'm guiding you on today, is all about how you impact and work with you. And while you're launching, it's equal parts inner work, self-inquiry, study, training, etc. This never ends, no matter your level of business, but it's equal parts the inner work, just as much as it's stepping up to show up for the work of what it takes to put out there what it is you love, what's helped you, so it can help others. All right. Now, the next spaces and why I created 4 for Success, the next foundations that you'll move to from F1, F2 is intermediate business. This is where you're creating, getting creative with your core offers, aka how you actually help people live better lives. We're going to do that in the training next week on the pod. And then F3, advanced business, your core three are in place. So how do we scale and systemize to serve as many people as possible, or whatever the goal of your mission is? So the reason I love to teach this in this way is so you have a clear path, which is something that I never, ever had. I really figured out this, again, as I mentioned, the hard way, over a lot of time. So just get started. Be willing to ask yourself these deeper questions of, what do I love? Why do I want to do this? What am I aligned with? And put an offer, create an offer, put something together that embodies how you want to serve other people, put a price on it, and be willing to be seen. And I started to talk about this a little bit, but my loves, that's how I've done everything. I just literally was like, I love this and I want to inspire and connect with others. So I'm just going to put this out there. I'm just going to share it. But I will tell you, that was always the hardest part, because when we do that, we also make ourselves vulnerable to other people's input. And that's why at F1, the core of the relationship that we have with ourselves is so vital. Okay, so I hope you have loved this. Please, please, please share any key takeaways. I love when you guys share the podcast. It means so much to me. Like when you share and you tag me and you just share something that's really spoken to you, there's honestly no better feeling. So thank you so much. And also feel free to DM me at Natalia_Benson. I feel like I've been hearing from you babes lately more than ever about the podcast, and that's been really special for me as well. So thank you. So now to close this up, if you would like some deeper support around this F1 energy and what it is that we talked about today in terms of launching, I have an incredible 90-minute free astrology and business masterclass experience, the Mars Method. That is going to be happening on Tuesday, February 7th at 5 p.m. PST. And inside of the Mars Method, we are going to be exploring how to ignite the message, the mission, and the money inside of your business. So if you are at F1, this is really going to light a fire. You're going to learn about your Mars placement and how this can activate your power and your purpose. This masterclass is perfect, whether you're at F1, F2, or F3. And inside of the Mars Method, we are also going to explore unlocking the fear and making 2023 the year that you finally bring your business to life or bring your business to the next level. And I just want you to get unstuck and activated for the year ahead. There will be a 4-day replay available, but it's best that you join me live. And I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I already have about 400 of you who have RSVP'd, and I'm just so excited to get to work with you in this way. And the RSVP for the Mars Method, a free 90-minute astrology and business masterclass experience, is live for you in the show notes. So make sure to join me. I can't wait to see you. We'll get to work together live and really bring this F1 energy that we dropped into today in this mini business power training to life in that masterclass. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that this has served you and perhaps just you've had some major light bulb moments on really just knowing that you can do this. And hopefully through this conversation, I've demystified the process for you a little bit. But really the core of this, my love, is just get started. Be willing to be seen. Ask yourself the deeper questions and then take action. Show up. Love yourself through the process. Love yourself through the uncertainty and know that you've got it. I love you guys so much. I look forward to working with you in the Mars Method, and make sure to RSVP via the link in the show notes. And I will also see you next week for our F2 mini power training on building your core 3 offers. I love you guys, and I'll see you then. If this episode has served you, I ask you to share it, to send it to someone where it could make a big difference and help them heal or create a new perspective in their life. Please tag me with your shares, something you learned from this episode or that you loved from this episode, at Natalia_Benson on Instagram. Also, please DM me with questions or feedback or whatever. I love to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for your support. Consider subscribing to this podcast, leaving me a 5-star review so we can continue to grow together. Thank you so much. I will see you very soon. Mwah. Thank you.